very interesting that the strength of my hand is federal. But they need time to show these to the responsible people in Hanoi. And they told me that what would they take the boat back on Saturday.
All right, he's leaving today, your time. What time does he arrive in Hanoi?
I don't know. I don't know which flight it would be.
I see. Were you able to pitch to them again, as we discussed earlier today, the possibility of your heading that direction now rather than waiting?
Yes, I did.
What was their reaction?
It was in the most kind of jovial fashion. It's time to bring it up. And they said that it simply would not be possible at this time. They kept reiterating that this is not the final kind of thing at all, that this would be forthcoming, but not right now.
They never wavered from that. They did reiterate that it would be forthcoming.
That's right.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Now, the man sitting on your right tonight, did he at any time reiterate anything other than had been discussed during the week, anything new?
No, he obviously knew what had been discussed, however. There were several references.
Did he speak English?
Yes, he did.
Good English?
No, it was very studied, broken English.
But sufficient?
Yes, anyway.
But sufficient?
Yes, he got help from his colleagues.
Was Ton Lay there?
Sir?
Was Ton Lay there?
Yes, he was there.
Any other new faces?
Two meetings. But the sixth man still was not there. He'd evidently gone back.
That's men?
Right.
Any other new faces there?
No, there weren't any other new people.
How long did the meeting last tonight?
This was about 3 hours.
Very good.
We simply went over the same ground that we did before with the added factor of Sweet's comments on the whole thing. He went over the Muskie peace proposal again. Told me that the air defense had become so good now that several American planes have been knocked down, and so on and so forth.
So this was Schwan Twee telling you this?
Yeah, there was a little.
What did he say about Mr. Nixon? Did he have any particular thoughts himself about Mr. Nixon's trip?
No, he didn't add anything to what we had already said. He was reflecting the same kind of trepidation. Reserve. Even fear. About the results of the trip.
I see. Have they at any time seemed to question your authenticity as far as being able to come through with what you're discussing as far as the financial arrangements?
This is the most surprising thing of the whole trip, Bert. Never have they asked if I had backers or how could I do this or anything of the fashion. They've assumed that I could produce. I've been expecting questions every time about that.
Did you lead them into a particular direction on this in the absence of their questions about it?
Well, the only effort I made there was to say again that I was representing a group of American academics.
Right.
Who had their own resources.
Same posture as the
large group.
Same posture as we discussed.
What's that?
Same posture as was discussed.
Yes, right.
What is your readout? Did they break off then? What is your feeling? In other words, they want you to call them before leaving.
That's right. That's right. And
did
I,
you?
I think their point of view now that, that the conversation is over for the time being.
How many of those people are leaving for Hanoi tomorrow?
Well, one for sure, and I don't know about the others. They didn't volunteer that information. I think one is already there. The other is leaving on Saturday. So that'd be two out of the six.
All right, the one that is already there is your opinion, in your opinion, is the man that was absent the last 2 days.
That's right. And he was introduced to me as an aide to lead up to.
Has there been anything said that would change the posture of Le Duc Tho arriving in Peking today, ahead of 1 day ahead of Mr. Nixon?
No, no, I think that's been set for several days.
Any hints as to what he's going there for?
Yes, I think he's there to bring Joe and I up to date on what's going on here, which might include some report on these conversations.
Did they at any time in your meetings tonight, particularly Xuan Tui, get to the 1860 again?
No, he didn't refer to that particular piece of equipment. They were just talking about all of them together being amazed that technology had come this far and how much they'd like to participate in.
Now, you said that they took 8 to 10 pieces of the material.
Yes,
to go to Hanoi. Are you speaking of the new material that you received today?
Yes, the new material, in addition to about the same number that they took from the original package.
Right, and you have records of what they took?
Yes, I have a list of the items they took.
Very good.
What was used tonight was that this is non-medical stuff that they took.
Right. All of it non-medical that they chose from this new batch?
Well, yes, they took more new medical piece, and the rest of it non-medical. So they have about 8 or 9 of each now.
Did they take primarily brochures and not Sears and Montgomery Ward?
They took all they took was brochures.
Very good.
Through the catalogs on the other, but they didn't take the same thing.
All right. Could you get a sense of what they were leaning toward in equipment proper from the new material?
No, they were very interested in the agricultural. For example, the brochure on the water pump.
Right.
They spent some time talking about the water pump.
Mm-hmm.
And the capacity of it, I think it was something like 4,000 gallons a minute.
Right.
Area.
This goes into the flood control area.
Yes. So, I think we've really got red on the water here.
It certainly sounds like it. It certainly sounds like it. Have you at any time, do you still feel comfortable that your cover has not been blown and that they are not inquisitive and that they are comfortable with you?
Yes, I think we've maintained that. I have been very sensitive to this coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And so thus far, they've accepted me pretty much on face value, I think. I've had no sense of being followed or anything of the sort.
What was the general tone? Did you get one from the man on your right tonight as one of anxiety regarding the Peking trip, or what was his general readout?
Trepidation, maybe anxiety. He was definitely on edge about it. Fearing, obviously, that some new factor, some new pressure on him to produce here would emerge. But mixed with that was some air of joviality, partly because it was that kind of change. They were kind of unlikely after the week. And pride in their air defense system.
Because of the recent bombing.
Yeah, they've apparently proven the to their satisfaction in these meetings to believe that they have a Cracker Jack system there.
Do you feel that it would be in keeping with your discussions to date, before your getaway time, and I assume that that is remains to be fixed dependent upon your next contact with them, but do you feel that it would make sense to mention to them in any context that you so desire, because you know best in that area as a result of your conversations, that perhaps if there is the interest that you read in the equipment that we've suggested, that you could feasibly suggest to them in a meaningful way that X number of these machines be placed on a given airplane, delivered to them at the appointed time, and on the same airplane bring out the men?
Well, I've come pretty close to that already.
What was their reaction?
That it would be possible.
It would be possible.
They are very reluctant to make any kind of commitment, anything that I might need of them. Until this is discussed thoroughly and carefully.
You feel that this... Right.
And not appear to be pushing them any further.
Do you feel that before anything is finalized, that they are going to want you to come there, to their capital, and talk further firsthand and also survey the situation?
That's definite.
That is definite. In other words, we're talking within probably at, within what parameters as you see it at the moment? How soon do you think you can get to Hanoi, number one, and how soon can the exchange begin, number two?
I think that Todd is holding up what they'll do now and discuss all this, and we're talking about perhaps 4 to 6 weeks time period.
Before you get there?
Yeah. Maybe four. Now, I'm assuming that the recommendation of this parish group will be the same as Todd's. And I have no reason to think otherwise. I think I've passed through a screening process.
I think you have passed through a very severe one and passed with flying colors. Do you get the same readout?
Yes, I think so. And I think that I will just, if you agree, that I'll just call them a little later today and tell them how much I appreciated the time made available. But I'll be waiting to hear from them. And if I don't hear from them in, say, 10 days, I will call you back here.
What do you think about calling them and saying, is there anything further that we should get into? If there is not, then approach from the idea of returning here and expecting to hear from them. That gives them another option, you see. If there's something else as a result of your meeting tonight with the top man, if there was some talk or conversation that existed after you left there that may have led to other questions or other possibilities, that opens the door for them to issue the invitation.
That's the approach I'll take.
Now, when you left there this evening, the man that was sitting to your right, what was his attitude? Did he say anything like he looked forward to seeing you, or what was his posture?
He gave me the same treatment that the inn had given me before. The French sang on both cheeks.
He gave you a kiss on both cheeks and embraced you?
It wasn't a kiss, really. It was just a touching of the cheek.
Yes.
That, I think, means a lot to him.
The French approach.
Anomalous, I think.
Yes, to say the least. Are you feeling better?
Yes, I feel better. I had the doctor say you sleep poorly. I'm better today. I just need to sleep before I think, and then I'll be all right.
Right. I'm. You do what you think is best, but since this is Saturday in your town, it's another opportunity because they normally do not do business on Saturday.
Yeah.
To just run past them. Is there anything else? Should we get together today, et cetera, et cetera? And that might give you one more judging device, plus giving you an opportunity to rest up a bit before you start your journey home.
If their response is no, we think we've covered it, I think that I'll get a few hours sleep because come on back.
Are you thinking of leaving there on Sunday your time?
Yeah, that'll give me some time to sort this out and maybe write something else and then call you when I get home.
Very good. Also, it would give me an opportunity to check with a certain other professors here who are keenly interested, and if they have any readout, then we in turn could get back in touch with you through your wife. And you could give us another call, understand. I don't know of anything at the moment that would necessitate that, but by the same token, just so that you will know that it is a possibility. Because we have been talking with the other professors this evening, and they are elated with progression to date, but they may have some other ideas that neither you nor I have thought of. And if that will not misput you, then I think we may resort to that, and it'll also give you another opportunity to make that final telephone call and get a little rest and get in better condition to make the trip home. No, I don't mean push.
Yeah.
I mean just as we discussed a while ago that, you know, is there anything else? And so forth.
Well, let me make that call then later in the morning. If there's not, then I think I'll just start back when the first flight is available.
Okay. Just before leaving, though, would you give me a final call?
Yes.
Can you do that comfortably? Very good.
And then I will think this through some more and call you as soon as I get home Sunday or whenever that is.
Right. Very good. Was there any further discussion on any of the 5 points tonight? Was a sixth or seventh added, or did you get a readout on any of the particular five? Have they said anything further, or were you able to ask them again for a transcript of what had been said?
I did mention that again.
That might be one thing you could ask them tomorrow.
Good.
Or do you think it advisable?
Good.
If you think it advisable, just use your own judgment about that.
Yeah, I think I could say again how much I would appreciate a record of the conversation.
And if at all possible, one that you could bring with you, so that you could study and not waste any time when you return to the States.
All right, I'll make
sure. Have they reiterated that any of these people that you've been meeting with perhaps would be your companion and travel with you on your further trip?
They didn't mention that. That had occurred to me, too. I would guess that the man going back to Hanoi today would be my host there.
As Tan had reiterated.
What's that?
As Tan had earlier said.
Yeah.
Very good. Would you like for me to call Nancy?
Yes, I tried to call her earlier. The phone was busy. Can you tell her, Murphy, that I tried to call her?
Okay, I tried to call her about a half hour ago.
Yeah.
And I get a busy signal. I was calling to see if she had perhaps been in touch with you. And so I had the operator check, and I'm thinking that perhaps your phone is off the hook or something.
I think one of the children might have jarred one of the phones off the hook. They do that sometimes.
Right. I think that probably is the case because I tried several times, and I kept getting a busy signal myself.
And if you've got a busy signal when you call now, will you try her again tomorrow?
I will get her early tomorrow morning.
Good.
And get in touch with her. I talked with her after I spoke with you today. And everybody is fine. They miss you a great deal, but they're all fine, she said. And I told her that you seem to be feeling a bit better, and that seemed to please her.
That's one reason I want to get home.
Right. I understand that. I understand that. And that's another reason that we're so deeply appreciative of what you're doing. Is there anything else that we need to discuss?
I think so far so good. It's hard to be patient, I know. It's hard for me to be patient here. That's what they demand.
Well, now is the time for patience. More than at any other time, I think.
Yes.
I will expect to hear from you one way or the other before you depart there. In other words, maybe just a few hours from now, and don't hesitate to call worrying about the time here. Whatever is convenient for you.
All right.
And
I'll get you out.
Very good. And unless there is something else, I will look forward to hearing from you in a few hours. And perhaps I will have been able to talk with the other professor at that time.
All right. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
and get some rest.
I will do that.
How's the weather there?
Well, we finally had a sunny day on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too bad.
Well, that's good. That's good. I look forward to hearing from you a bit later.
Okay.
Take care, and thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. We have the equipment to get that decision rather quickly if they do not, in fact, have someone else there that you have not yet seen that could do it. Very good. I will get this, search it out, and you will hear back from Nancy later this evening.
Okay, very good, sir.
Is there anything else?
No, I'm doing fine. It's plenty cold out here. It's so far so good.
Very good. Just keep up the good work.
Okay, sir.
And let us hear from you.
Your voice.
Very good. It's good to talk with you, and I'll be back here again tomorrow evening if you need us.
Good. All right, fine.
Thank you now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye. Now, repeat what you just said. They have a position stated?
They have a position that they've worked out through the week.
Uh-huh.
And namely that they have to think about all this further and discuss it in the Capitol.
Right.
And await the results of the visit coming up next week.
Mm-hmm.
And they then will move in some direction. But until then, it's just they're picking me for further information. And I told them that all my cards were turned face up by this time, and I was not inclined to continue to give them free political analysis if they weren't going to help me in my interest. They understood that, but that their hands were tied for the time being. Please just trust them and wait for them. I don't think that they're...
You don't think that what?
I don't think that they, let me put that positively. I do think that they understand what the stakes are for us, but that they simply can't can't or won't act on this now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How many people were there today?
That's the same four that were there yesterday.
I see. Were you able to regarding bodies?
Yes, we did talk about that, and they said they would add that to these. By now, they have a list of about five requests from me.
Mm-hmm.
What for review?
What are the five requests?
Well, I use that randomly. First is what can be done, and can there be any equipment exchange for sick and wounded?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I came down hard for.
Right.
Second, could there be any kind of central country arrangement, not just for the sick and wounded, but for any portion of the men they hold?
Could you get any reaction from them at all on that?
Not the measurable one.
Mm-hmm.
They still are nodding and agreeing that, yes, that seems like a lot of a possibility, but they have to take this up with their superiors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. I interrupted you then.
Okay. The third alternative was that if I could come there and inspect the facilities to assure myself and other Americans that men were being treated well. And the fourth one was if they could give me an updated list, including the men that have been taken since the December bombing. And then I came to the internment point.
Mm-hmm.
They had two recorders taking all this down. They've got this list of requests. At the same time, they have, I think, fairly decent analysis for me that ought to help them as they figure out the situation for the North next week.
Right. Now, what do they say about future meetings? When do they want to meet with you again?
I'm going back out to Swazi tonight, if I can hang on.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the material yet?
No.
What time do you have there now?
It's a little after 5 here.
Have you been back to the hotel?
Yes. At about 4.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't here yet.
It wasn't in your room or in your box or with the concierge?
Right.
Well, it probably will get there a little later. Now, if by chance, sometime later this evening, it has not arrived there, check in that hotel where you are. Well, I'll just have to get back on to you on it. I started to say I'd give you a name, but we won't get into that just yet to check. Now, have you realized any movement at all on any of their positions or indicators?
Yes, Murphy, I think they are, I think there's a lot of movement there, but I think they are reluctant to do anything for, I would guess, a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we've come to the point where we understand each other fully and completely.
Mm-hmm.
And where it would be in my interest, because this is a very delicate relationship.
Sure.
It would be in my interest to say, well, we understand each other, and I will return, and you contact me when you're ready.
Do you feel, however, that let them make that move rather than you, because it is such a delicate thing, and because patience is so necessary now more than ever, that perhaps let them make the move rather than you?
Yes, I agree. You mean the move about cutting off the talk?
Yes.
Yes, I think so, and I think that earlier today they were kind of weaning off. I expect.
Okay.
yesterday the cast was the same. Today, both men and lay were not there.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we talked about points 1 and 2 on our agenda from Vinshan.
Right.
And they were very inquisitive about the brochures again.
Mm-hmm.
And my impression was that that they might, if they act at all on any kind of exchange basis, they would accept the computer systems rather than the people,
mm-hmm.
or the computer systems plus the technologists to run them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, on the presupposition that that technologist would train a North Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent some time on the philosophical point that I raised in my chapter, and they have asked me to continue to work on that. I don't think, Murphy, that that anything is going to happen this week. I think they're going to wait until the results of the Peking visit.
Have they said to you that they want you to stay there through next week?
No, they didn't. They did tell me that Truong Quat was going to carry back to Hanoi this weekend the results of our conversations, and they added a recorder. They had two recorders to take down everything that was said.
Now, when you say recorders, you're talking about people or machines?
I'm talking about secretaries,
mm-hmm.
male secretaries.
Right.
And that Quat would take back all of this stuff, and that they would be in touch with me in the future as close as I could pin them down. They did tell me that I would be getting a visa, but they couldn't say when.
Mm-hmm.
So
did they
so
even
far, Tom's scenario is holding up. I have the feeling that what I've been doing here is building a record with these people who will now make another recommendation, probably to the Politburo.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did they give you any hint at all as to when you could expect your visa?
No, and I tried to pin them down 2 or 3 times, and they just wouldn't pin, so I got off of it.
All right, you said earlier, from earlier conversations and now again from this latter one, that you feel that they may be interested in this equipment rather than people regarding point number one.
Right.
All right. Did you get to a point where you could discuss this frankly? Have you really gotten into the exchange of equipment for POWs?
Yes. I asked them, for example, concerning the piece that I told you about before, what would that be worth to them in terms of men?
Mm-hmm.
And they said that, they asked me, what the price of the piece of equipment was. I told them that it was very expensive. And they said that might be worth 5 men.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think we could calculate roughly on that basis.
Mm-hmm.
For the biological profiling system, for one of those systems, 5 men. And if they have the number we think they do, that would be then about 5 pieces of equipment of that particular variety.
Mm-hmm.
They also mentioned that they wanted their medical people to go over these brochures. I gave them all the brochures I have, and with a note then of the number, so I can get other copies when I get home.
All right. Secondly, while I'm thinking about it at the moment, there is a, shall we say, professor type friend of mine that will be arriving where you are tomorrow about noon.
Yeah.
He is hand carrying some additional brochures.
Uh-huh.
Which he will deliver to your hotel.
All right.
To your room.
All right.
If you're not in your room, he will leave it there for you. It will be addressed to you.
All right.
and some additional equipment along the lines, brochures rather, regarding equipment along the lines you have, plus some other machinery type.
Good.
And you should have that with you.
All right.
Now, are you still in need of more specifics about the 1860?
No, they didn't press me on that.
I have some facts and figures if you're in need of it.
Well, do you have them there now, Murphy?
Yes, I do. I can get them in just a moment. And
well, in case that comes up, I better take it then.
All right, just a moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
This, the cost of the complete system?
Right.
Is $155,000.
Okay, good.
It can be delivered to a site in the United States in 30 days.
All right.
Operators are trained in New York. It takes 2 weeks to train an English-speaking operator.
Good.
Two operators are needed for the 1860.
Okay.
There is field maintenance men to handle any equipment problems. Although 95% of the equipment malfunctions can be repaired by the user with instructions received via phone or what have you.
That's good. Okay.
In order to operate this particular piece of equipment, that's the 1860, there are 50 different types of chemicals needed. They would use anything from a cup, that's C-U-P, a cup, to 30 gallons per month.
Okay.
And the cost of the chemicals run about $30,000 per year.
Okay.
Now, we have no way, and in no way, explored the overseas, you know, problems, if any, that this would come up with. We purposely skip that, as you can understand, and you can explain to them in the same manner that you have not, because you did not want to tip your hand.
Right. Okay. This is good information, Murphy. This is just what I need.
Now, I think, now this is supposition on my part.
Yeah.
And you can explore it with them just an exploratory manner. Possibly, if need be, send their people to a neutral location for training, such as Canada or someplace like that.
Uh-huh. All right, good.
That's thinking out loud. Maybe you've got a better idea.
Sounds good to me. I'm making notes now. All right, got it.
Now, these chemicals we're talking about.
Yeah.
Some sort of system should be set up where the chemicals would be delivered roughly every 90 days.
All right.
And that's the readout that I have. That's the information.
Good. Roughly every 90 days.
Right.
Now, where would these chemicals originate? Do you know?
You do not have specifics on that. We don't have specifics, but they're in America. Maybe they could originate someplace else. Of course, you're talking about American equipment, and you're sure that the manufacturer is dealing with American suppliers.
Perhaps they could get it through Japan.
That's right.
Right. I would guess that what they'd want to do is take this equipment through Japan.
Now, Ralph, a couple of things. Number one, how much have you really gotten down to the POW question, and have you been able to clarify if they are in reference to the sick and wounded when they talk about specific?
Well, Murph, they're hard to pin down on the POW thing. I haven't gotten any new numbers or any new names. Each time I pull us around to it, they get off of it, and they're quite irritable about it. And in order to keep in the conversation, I'm just doing the best I can with it.
All right, now, are they irritable to a point that you can make a judgment that even if you got a visa, they're not going to do anything about that, but they're going to explore all of this educational business rather than POW, should you go there?
I think that's a possibility and a risk. What I tried to impress on them, and I did it again today, is this same old thing of disarming American public opinion by releasing some of them.
Mm-hmm.
What they gave me today was that they've released nine, and they claim that all nine have gone around talking about how inhumanely they were treated, and that kind of thing.
What did you say to that?
Make a judgment right now whether they're serious about it in terms of an equipment exchange and are just not saying that to me, or what?
Well, what is your readout at the moment? Now, you've been there 4 days. What's your readout as to why they wanted to see you there, and what do they have in mind, and why did they want you to come before the 21st?
Okay, I think in the first place, they really wanted to talk about the Nixon visit.
Mm-hmm.
And what my opinion was about its consequences, and what might be the nature of the discussion and the effect of the visit on the United States, on the presidential election. They questioned me at length today about the Muskie peace proposal and about the other presidential hopefuls on the Democratic side.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the first item on their mind. I think the second was they wanted to find out what I was like. I honestly think, Murphy, that they have something in mind. If they're going to deal with any American, I think it's going to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what their time frame is. And I think what they were doing was kind of checking me out.
Now, when do they reduce from six to two people to meet with you?
Well, they only took two of them away. There were still four there.
Oh, I see. I see.
And I don't know why those two weren't there. They just, I didn't ask. I think, thirdly, they really are exploring on this first point. I think that's a live option for them.
All right. Have they pushed it all regarding people rather than machines? And if so, have they schooled you on what type of backgrounds they want these people to have and so forth?
Well, when they saw these brochures, they got off the people. They were just enchanted with these computer systems. And the conversation today was almost entirely in terms of systems instead of people.
Mm-hmm.
People just long enough, using people, technologists, just long enough to train their people. Another thing that's kind of underlying all this right now is that as I told you before, I don't think they can decide whether they're going to launch an offensive during the Nixon visit. They can't decide whether to keep quiet then or just what to do. And their ambivalence comes out in the conversation.
Are you meeting at Choisy or are you meeting at Le Verrier?
We've been to Le Verrier all but one time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that after tomorrow, we will have done what they wanted me to come here to do, and I don't think any further knocking on the door on my part is going to move them any. I think what they've got to do now is talk about it among themselves, get some opinions from Hanoi, and weigh on the results of the next visit.
Well, you don't think that you can press further on any points?
Well, I felt today that I'd run it out pretty much. Earth here tomorrow, I think we're just about finished at home.
Have you talked about bodies at all?
Haven't brought up that.
Make that a point.
I will.
We were mentioning bodies. We've talked about maybe a list.
A new list. I mentioned that today, too.
And what did they say?
They said one would be forthcoming, but they couldn't tell me when. Very evasive about that.
Is anybody else meeting with them that you know of?
Not to my knowledge. There's an article in today's Herald Tribune about a woman over trying to talk to some of them about her husband. She thinks he's dying with a kidney ailment.
Yeah, Mrs. Beaumar.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
But I haven't seen anyone else. I've been trying to kind of stay out of the way, too.
Mm-hmm. Are you still meeting with them twice daily?
No, I only saw them once today.
And you saw them twice yesterday?
Right.
Well, how long are the meetings running?
About 2.5 hours.
All daytime meetings except that one on Tuesday?
That's right.
Any indication as to when Ton may be coming there?
No, I asked them yesterday. What I said, Ton is about ready for reassignment, isn't he? Do you expect to see him here or something? And they said yes, but they didn't know when. Apparently it's not decided whether he'll come next month or in the next few months, but he's definitely coming here.
Have you talked to them specifically about sick and wounded being released now?
Yes, I have.
Did you press your point to the satisfaction of your own mind?
I have, and I think I've pushed it to the point of a diminishing return, Murphy. I'm irritating them now when I bring it up. And maybe that's what we should do, but if we keep the door open in other ways, I think that we ought to let it rest for a little while.
Well, they have not indicated that they're ready to break the talks off, though.
No. But they did say, and this was my indication, that they might be tomorrow. That Quat was, Quat has never said a word. That Quat was going back to Hanoi this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I suspect that that he'll be going in time to sit down with Toe before Toe goes to Peking.
He might already
have gone there for all.
Yeah, he's arriving a day before.
Maybe that's why he wasn't there today.
Yeah, Leda Kto is arriving the day before.
Yeah, right.
Do you feel that, in your own mind, that, in other words, let them break the talks off, not you?
All right.
Now, do you feel that you've irritated them to the point that you just can't push anymore?
Well, they're perfectly willing to talk about everything but the POW thing. It's on that point.
Well, have you told them that that is your prime interest and that's the reason?
I have repeated it, Murphy. And they accept that, but they want to try to get all out of me if they can, which is on other issues, which is why I think it's probably a point of integrity for me to say, look, I've gone as far as I intend to go unless you give me something.
All right, what do you think would happen if you pushed and said, look, gentlemen, I mean, at the point in time when they say, we've talked enough, you can say, look, what would happen if you said, look, I've been here through X number of meetings, I've been to Vientiane, and now I'm here, and talking about a visa and talking about trying to get an answer regarding POWs, and you want to talk about everything but POWs.
Yeah.
Now, what gives? If you just really talk to them about that.
Well, I've almost gone that far.
What would happen if you went that far?
Well,
in your own mind. I'm not saying doing it. I'm saying, what do you think would happen?
I thought seriously about doing that tomorrow. I think that they. I don't know, Murphy. I don't think they'd kick me out.
All right, what would happen if you're there next week while the meeting is going on in Peking and you suggest that they release some men to you during those times?
Well, it's worth a try.
And get into it with them about the bodies, too.
All right. That far, we've just gone day to day. And I've given no indication when I expect you to go home or anything of the sort.
Well, I would say keep it open. Now, are you, you're calling from downtown now?
Right.
Could it be that you could call a bit earlier? In other words, after you finish your meetings, is there any reason you can't call at those hours?
You mean in the afternoon here?
Well, when you finish your meeting there, yeah. So we could...
I could call again.
In other words, we could get back to you, you see.
Yeah.
And you possibly could get back to them again. That day with some question in your mind. Have you spoken with them on the phone much?
No, not at all. That's the very first call.
Mm-hmm. What time do you meet with them tomorrow?
10 o'clock.
It's been 10 o'clock every day, right?
Right. So I could call you probably about 1.
Your time?
But that would be too early for you.
I'm thinking of, you know, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I could call you at the office about then.
Right, and just make it station to station and use some name, you know.
Okay.
Don't use my name.
Right.
And just make it to that you have the office number.
Right.
That's the 6111.
Right, I got
that. And call it there, collect, and, you know, just use that number.
Okay.
And use some name, any name that you want. Of course, if you call from downtown, it's different, but I think still there's no need of slugging a name on it.
All right.
And I'll just make it a point to be there.
All right, fine.
Anything I can do for you? Anything I can do for you here?
No. The information that's coming tomorrow, you say, will be here in the middle of the day?
Middle of the day or early afternoon at the latest.
All right.
It's leaving New York tonight.
All right. I'll probably be out there. So he'll sit either under my door or in my box.
That's right.
All right. Very good.
I guess that's about everything that I can think of. How do you read? Do you read that nothing is going to happen in Peking?
You mean in terms of pressure? Or the
I'm talking about regarding POWs.
I don't think they know whether they're conjecturing. I think the Mexicans want to put pressure on the POW matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're hoping that he is not, that they can get away with doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if my calculations are correct, and it makes this, it puts this high on his agenda, then I think they're going to have to do something.
Right.
But I'm feeling right now, Murphy, is that, that I'm an open conduit for them, that they are going...